pull out your fine china and your best bottle of wine. We got perfect pairings coming up on tonight's after show for Project Runway All-Stars.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff.
Pull out your fine china and your nicest bottle of wine. We got perfect pairings coming up on AfterBuzz TV's Project Runway All-Stars After Show starting now.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire After...
Hey guys, sorry we had some technical difficulties, but like I said earlier, pull out your finest china and your best bottle of wine. We're doing perfect pairings tonight on AfterBuzz TV's Project Runway All-Stars After Show starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wow, we're here.
We are all here today.
Yeah, third episode tonight of Project Runway, entitled Perfect Pairings. What did you guys think? Did it make you hungry looking at all that food? I mean, it didn't look that good to me.
It didn't look like a lot of food either.
No, it's
one of those places. Mm. Hey, you guys, I am your host, Michael Shirley, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. We've been talking about if I should keep my Instagram or not. Maybe you guys can.
I think you should.
You think
me
I
too,
should?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna have to like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know.
We'll decide later.
I'm losing interest.
Okay.
But next to me, we've got Hannah B. Tucker. Tell them where they can find you online.
Yes, you can find me at Hannah B. E. Tucker.
Hey guys, Michelle Ubras. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ubras.
Hey guys, and I'm Mike the Creo. You can find me everywhere at Mike the Creo _. And as always, we have our live chat going on. So if you guys have questions or want to, you know, input your thoughts, log in, let us know.
You're a little giggle box down there, Mike.
I don't know why I have the giggles. I've had like not a great day today, but just being here, right?
I'm liking that. I'm liking that fuzzy sweater you got going on.
Yeah. This I don't even know what to call it. It's like a
shag.
A
shag confetti.
A carpet.
Yeah.
I liken it.
Makes me
Michelle's
feel
liking
some type
too.
Of way. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys knew we were supposed to have a special guest on tonight, but if you're tuning in for that, we just wanted to tell you guys we're not having Amy in the studio. But we will be having her, Amy, from season 16, coming up on an after show very soon because we know you guys love her and she's a blast to have on the panel. Mm-hmm. Let's just get right into it. Tonight, the designers were paired up and they had to design complimentary, elegant looks inspired by the dish or wine from their dinner pairing. And they were put into pairs and the worst pair of designers be eliminated in a double elimination, which I think is kind of a good call on their point.
Yeah.
I think we need to like thin out the herd a little bit. I'm not really like things aren't jumping out at us like they were last season. I think we got spoiled with all those personalities and characters. They were so different on Project Runway season 16, and Maite is like staring right through me right now.
I agree. This is we're actually agreeing on something this episode.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll agree on some outfits tonight. I think there's a few we will. So the designers got to dine at Danielle's in New York, and they were each brought out a different plate for each of them. So they all didn't have the same food. So everyone's take would be a little different, and either one designer would take the wine and the other one would take the plate. Which do you think you would pick, Maite, if you were like sitting at the table? Do you think you would have picked the food or do you think you would have picked the wine?
I would have picked the wine, the rosé.
The rosé.
Yeah.
We're all about the rosé.
I was calling that out since I saw it. I was like, ooh, that rosé. Like, maybe we should have, well, next time we'll bring some wine or something.
Oh, you're a rosé girl?
I am a rosé girl.
I feel like they have a lot of shirts out now that says something like, something rosé.
Yeah,
you know
rosé all day.
Yeah. What about you, Michelle? Yeah. Would you have taken the plate or the wine?
Probably the food, but it just, I don't know. I wasn't like impressed by any of it.
What about you, Hannah?
I think the wine, probably the Syrah.
With the wine, like, no matter what, you can just cut to the glass, you know?
Yeah,
and,
you
like,
can.
The shape
I
of
feel
it.
Like, yes.
I think the it's kind of safer.
The wine just speaks to me, you know?
It's just, oh, does it?
Yeah.
What's it say? What does it say?
It's just inevitable. It's just
I would have definitely picked the wine, too.
Yeah.
The food was, like, it was strange looking.
Yeah. There was so much green going on, and I kept thinking in my head, like, you know, they had the pesto or whatever on top of, like, every dish, and I was like, I don't know how I would translate that to be...
Well, they didn't. They just decided
they
not to.
They that was a challenge. That was a big challenge. But that just, to me, wasn't pretty, so...
Yeah, we saw a few things tonight that weren't very pretty. Like, number one, Fabio's, like, crew neck. That little shirt he was wearing.
Oh,
that
with the lace
Wednesday
collar.
Adams look going on.
Yes.
I was cringing at that doily.
Like,
I could not. Bothersome. Yeah. Yes, that was a great... word used by
Georgina
tonight. Yeah. Bothersome. That was one way to put it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlene says wine is inspirational, Hannah.
Yes.
And then Olga said, I would have picked the wine because you can do whatever you want with it as long as you make a good story.
Yeah.
The food is a bit more definite and limiting.
True.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. Yeah. Well, they focused a lot tonight on Merlene and Candace's look. Like, I feel like pretty much the whole show was just like...
Because they were terrible.
Going through their...
Yeah.
Well, did you... Was it a surprise to you that they were not eliminated, Michelle?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
really thought...
Yeah.
And not even just based on, like, the setup, but based on the looks. They were really bad.
I think the only thing that really saved them is the fact that Merlene had won a competition before.
I think so, too.
True.
And
no, I think it was because they were a little more creative with it. Like, the team that did get eliminated, it was just straight boring and horrible. Like, at least Merlene and Candace were, like, trying to do something and, like, attempting to do something original.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
In my opinion, that's what saved them from...
I was
death.
Definitely not a fan of the losers. Tonight.
Melissa and
Ari. I didn't hate their looks, I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't hate it.
I actually think I disagree with everyone.
Okay, all right.
Today, yeah. So
I wouldn't base it off on what I've like saw tonight, but I feel like Ari had some good looks the past two episodes. Like, it's kind of doable. Like, she could have pulled something off. Melissa, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it.
People liked Ari a lot more than I did. Like, just generally this season. And it seems like a lot of the designers were scared of her. And I like, kind of
I thought she was, like, tough
why.
Competition.
Yeah. She didn't frighten me. Well, let's just start off with our first look that we have from Edmund and Helen, which I think is really... I can't believe we're starting it off this way.
Oh, no.
But, do I say it or do you?
I said it. I could say it.
Yeah,
how did Edmund describe? He said it's
how is Edmund's outfit described by? Oh gosh, we're still doing these names.
Is it Anthony.
Okay. He said it looks like a tampon and blood coming together.
Not a good description. No, yeah. Not a compliment.
That's never a good description.
But it's really funny.
It was really funny. We all were like...
My mouth dropped, basically.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, that was very extreme.
It's all about the pairings.
I was a little surprised that Lifetime, like...
Allowed that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're down and dirty.
He's just so funny.
It definitely, I get where he was coming from. I mean, I don't really think about those kind of things, but... I was forced to having to like look at this and hear that.
Yeah, the red one that was supposed to be the pea soup, right?
Which I don't see that at all. There's no, I mean, this looks like wine, right?
Yeah,
you can't tell which one's the wine and which was what if no one had told you. On the other hand, Helen's look was my very favorite of the night.
Really?
I absolutely loved it. She looked like a little fairy. It was so delicate and feminine, and when it bounced, it was flattering. It was well sewn. I don't know. I feel like you could wear this, like, to bed if you lived in a castle. Or, like, you know, to, like, a really, really fancy event and look just...
Yeah.
Wonderful. It's like a Gwyneth Paltrow kind of dress. You know?
Oh, yeah. This is like
maybe
The angel and the devil.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. This is it right now that you were talking about that, I'm like, that's what it
yin
looks
and
like.
Yang, good yes. and bad.
Which means they're not complimentary at all.
For me, I gave the first outfit, this red, for all of you listening on the podcast. oh my gosh, this is just sticking with us. This is like a, as Candace would say, a very flouncy dress, a flouncy red dress. And Helen's was just like layered sheer, gosh.
Tulle,
like,
I think.
Yeah,
tulle.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I gave Helen's look 5 stars. I gave Edmund's 1 star.
Wow.
So this was a 6-star team for me. And I had, the highest I gave a team was 6. It was really hard for me in the end to pick my favorite. Because, like, I loved this dress so much, but I hate this dress so much.
Right.
It was tough. So, in the end, I agreed with the judges because the looks that did win, they did look like they went together. I might not have ever recommended anyone to buy them. well, one of them. But what do you guys think about these two looks?
I wasn't a fan of either one.
Really?
To be honest. Yeah, no.
I'm surprised you didn't like Helen's.
No, because the way it fit the model's figure was very unflattering to me. Like, the dress really flowed nicely when the model walked down the runway, but there's just something about it that didn't, like, do it for me. It just,
I feel like that's the kind of dress a woman who's, like, super thin, not really busty, you know, the kind of woman that just wants to, like, more like make an impression than show off her body.
It's more artsy than wearable, maybe.
What were your thoughts on this, Michelle?
I gave Edmund a 1 and Helen a 4. Like, the only thing is just, I think that it's a great dress, Helen's, but it's, like, not bold. It doesn't stand out. It doesn't speak to me. It was well done. It was well made. It looks like fashion, but there's just something about it that's just kind of bores me to death.
What would have turned it into a 5 for you? Just
I don't
off
know.
The hand.
I think.
Hand.
Well, I think the color. It's like pretty, and I get it, but it kind of also just washes out the model, and it's just nothing stands out to me. I don't know what I would specifically say to it to change it, but it's just a pretty dress, you know? And then Edmund's was just horrific, but I gave him a 1 because I think that he did try to do something with it. It just didn't work out.
No.
I but like he was how you're trying, like, well, I gave him a 1.
He was trying to do a technique and make it artistic. It didn't work at all, and he should
tacky.
Have noticed that.
Super tacky.
When he started, but it, yeah, it's just not good at all.
What about you, Maite?
I mean, I don't mind either one. I do like Helen's. I think hers.
You don't
came
mind
out.
Edmund's? It doesn't
I don't
offend
mind.
You?
No, it doesn't offend me. It's kind of just like it's.
Oh, she Michelle's like zoning in like just, a yeah. sip in her tea.
I mean, I'm not saying I'd give it a 5 stars, but I gave him a 2.
2.
And then I gave Helen a 4. Just because the structure is different for Edmund's, and I mean, I can appreciate some creativity that he put towards
it. It looks like
them
it's fallen off her to me.
But they're not a pair at all.
No,
like, they don't complement
they were
each
opposites.
Other.
Opposites.
Yeah.
Exactly. They both look like wines, we thought.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but this wasn't supposed to be a wine.
Yeah, that means
I know.
That they didn't. Yeah.
They
didn't
so
meet
now
their
I'm
mark.
Like rethinking the whole situation so, now that we're like,
which did wine pairs best
pea
with
soup?
Another wine?
Yeah, it's supposed to be pea soup, but now it's
what?
Not.
I'm yeah, so that's confused. Weird.
But I could see Lily Collins actually wearing Helen's dress.
I can
see that.
Yeah.
For sure.
So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moving on to our next outfit.
Michelle's giving me the side eye.
Yeah, she's like, I just don't
like,
really?
Now you know what I felt like last week. Jeez. next up, we have Joshua and Amanda. Unfortunately, just because they're so dark, you can't really see much.
Yeah. But there wasn't that much
this.
To see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that Joshua's was interesting. That's what I thought. It was interesting, and I thought that it was sewn well.
Interesting in what way?
Yeah, like good or bad interesting?
It was like mixed genres to me. It kind of felt like, at first it looked like there was a crescent moon, and then it seemed kind of like there was like some Asian thing going on, and then I like how the thing in the, maybe I don't. I gave it a 3. It's okay. I don't know. I thought Josh was okay. I thought it was thoughtful. It was different. I hadn't really seen anything like it recently. It kind of looked like a funeral dress, I guess, but like a sexy funeral dress.
Wow, okay.
A sexy funeral
like
dress?
Like a hooker goes to a funeral.
No, 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 no.
All right, what do you think?
I wasn't too happy with either of these. I feel like Josh's has, like, there's, like, flags on the boobs, and I was a little confused on that.
I didn't see that.
I don't know. It was, like, the way it stuck out.
I only saw it after she turned around. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. But Amanda's, the hemming on it was just, like, it was bunched, and then it kind of was rolling in the front a little bit. It was... wasn't executed.
Amanda's
very
was
well.
Horrible. I gave that one star. It just looked like something that was like boring off the rack, like not interesting.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. And those shoes too. The heels paired up with that, like, I just, that bottom portion is so awkward. The length is so awkward for me. I don't know what it is, and it looks very unfinished.
Yes, Amanda's has this like curved hem at the bottom that's just not. I don't know why she chose to put that on there. Yeah. What about you, Michelle? You hate this look.
I gave Josh a zero.
Why? Oh. Why?
This looks like this, like, cheap hookery. You know when you go on Instagram, you have, like, these really cheap, like, way too
Instagram
sexy
models.
Brands.
Yeah.
Like, trying to market.
Protein powder girls.
Marketing you to death.
Fashion Nova?
Yes. That's who I was thinking of. But there's more that, like, I see it all the time, and I'm just like, this is not fashion or tasteful at all. To be like, yeah, it was sewn well, I guess. But other than that, there was nothing to it. It was, like, all these random elements. Like, hey, I just top-stitched, like, these flowers on here. And then I put, like, a leather thing on here. And then I added, like, these, I don't know, little shark fins or something.
Shark fins.
Like, shark fins. I don't understand it at all.
I'm not, like,
super cheap looking.
I'm not, like, rooting for it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's just, did it not look sewn well, at least?
It did, yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I mean,
sure.
It's hard for me to get past his eyebrows. But I was like, all right, you're all right. With
oh my god, those eyebrows.
You were distracted.
They need to give him more airtime.
I know.
I want to see them more.
I don't know.
I do.
I don't.
I mean, that horrible. That's
what did
why.
You give this look, my day?
I gave Joshua a 2, and I gave Amanda a 1. I do like the fact that he took a risk and he was like, it's going to be a little bit sexy. It was a little too sexy for me.
It is kind of like Heidi Fleiss, like call girl, like high price.
Yeah,
call
girl. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Michelle's like, it's not high price. It's like cheap call girl.
I
it does look very cheap
one
too.
So much.
But I just didn't like Amanda's. I gave her a 1. And I've
now
already
it's
seen
boring
this look as well.
Yeah, Amanda's was weird. It's, like, not even like her. I'm like, who even made this, you know?
Yeah.
I want to like anything that's got, like, leather, you know?
Me
and
too.
Kinda, like,
I
turns
do
it
like
into
leather,
something
yeah
else, but it was just,
can barely
like,
even
it was
see it, though.
Boring.
She could have had a lot more fun with this.
Yeah.
Like, a lot more fun. It didn't look like she had any fun.
I don't see how they get black out of, like, wine and food. Like, food is exciting, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everyone loves
this
outfit's food.
I mean, both of these outfits are pretty hard to describe.
They probably didn't like the food.
They did like the food.
They didn't like the food. They didn't like the wine. And this was them
trash
protesting
bag color.
Yeah.
It's always a mistake, almost always, to do, like, an all black on the runway, unless you have enough texture or, you know, shape or something extravagant going on. Like, you just lose all the detail and all the work that
well,
you put
into
it.
Well, as we saw, doing black and white together works well, because it shows you kind of, like,
right
opposites,
yeah,
which worked out for another team's favor.
Yeah. You know what we're getting so much on our live chat is the fact that these models are not, like, season 16, where they were just all different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Olga saying, if they aren't going to have different size models, they should have the same models with the same designers throughout the season.
Yeah.
And then Charlene says, the styles this season are for only model type bodies.
I agree.
Which is true.
Yeah.
We definitely saw that in Anthony's look tonight.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know if I agree about that first part. I think that if you're going to win Project Runway All-Stars, you need to be able to fit anybody.
Agreed.
That, like, any, I mean, regardless that they're all, like, skinny,
mm-hmm,
and you need to be able to do all their different sizes without, like, being like, I don't know what to do.
But the thing is, they don't really what we had a problem on our season, they don't really give you accurate measurements. And you don't get to measure the model yourself until, like, you have to almost be done. Wow. So I didn't ever think that was fair because you get switched models and you don't, you can make, get made or break, you know, make or break your look just because, like, oh, you did a jumpsuit and it doesn't go on your model at all. And now you have to, like, throw everything away or it looks terrible because of that. And I don't think that's fair. Like, I think if they could have the opportunity to measure the models maybe before, you know, they actually start the challenge or something, I'd be down with that. But I think it's too unpredictable to, like, actually be fair to the designers, personally.
Hmm. Well, like, I mean, Candace was talking about the fact, like, and Ari were talking about the fact that, like, if you're doing pants, you're kind of screwed because you can't take in or, I mean, once it's a certain size, you can't make it any bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that... being a designer on Project Runway, you're kind of, like, deterred from doing pants because of that?
I think somewhat, and I just think it's harder to fit pants, especially if you do, like, they always use these fabrics that don't stretch or anything. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's, like, if you're smart, just keep a little extra fabric, you know?
Yeah.
We, that's what we would do. We'd, like, okay, this here's what they told us, you know, how she is. The fabric does... And even if you have her correct measurements, like, you just don't know till you put a garment on sometimes.
I mean,
like,
she might have had a cheeseburger.
Just leave extra. Yeah, I mean, just leave extra so you can fit it on her before you close it up. It's not that hard on most styles, so.
Yeah, Melissa said she had that problem with her sleeves, though. She said that she wanted to add something, and then, like, when the judges were talking about it, she kind of showed how she actually wanted it. And she's like, if I just had a little extra fabric, they were like, oh, that's so much better. She probably...
But she wasted all her time and then threw away and made a dress at the very last minute. So that was kind of also on her.
That's true.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into that pairing with Melissa and Ari we've got up. Melissa's dress, I wrote down sad Kathy Hilton.
Oh, my God.
Super sad.
Just looks dated.
It's not particularly flattering either for someone. I mean...
I feel like I can see someone in this, but I don't know who. Just
someone with big hips.
Yeah, I don't know, but it is a little bit. It is a little bit.
What might say?
That's true.
Yeah,
it has that much space.
Little, like a little waist, big hips.
Mm-hmm. And I actually do think this pair was more complimentary than what the judges gave credit for. I think this is hilarious.
This is like baby doll girl and then super sexy, like Miami housewife.
It's like, it's the like the mom and the daughter.
It's the way the texture shines.
Okay,
it's like the texture shines, and then the colors are still on point. So, I mean, I see the contrast in the style, you know, the style of dresses, but there's still something that's cohesive there. So, I do have to give them that, though.
Had this been a mother-daughter challenge, they very won. Well might have won. that Melissa's outfit, I had to give that one star. It's just unfashionable. Maybe it'd look okay in a different fabric on a shorter woman, but I don't think it's very flattering for a tall woman.
She wanted to do a pantsuit out of this, right? That was her initial, her first
Everyone
sketch.
Wants to do a pantsuit on this show.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been better, though, than having this dress. She should have just stuck to her guns and gone with her first design, as opposed to doing something like this that was very off. I can't think of someone who would wear this.
I can't really either. The fabric kind of looks like silk wallpaper that you would see in, like, an old castle, like Versailles
or
something.
Grandma drapes.
Yeah.
I don't mind the fabric.
I don't, but it's a weird use of the fabric. Like, this
gives me, like, cheap grandma, like, Chanel, cigarettes, like, lipstick all over your teeth.
Kind of, oh, my God.
You know, peppermints, butterscotch.
I think it's just the proportions.
Mothballs.
Yeah. I think it's just the proportions, though. Like, if you saw this skirt and it was more fluffy and shorter... And, like, the sleeves were shorter. It would be cute.
Now you're going somewhere.
I would totally
solid
wear
white
it.
Or a solid color. I might feel different. Maybe, like, a solid green, a solid white, solid black.
I kind of like... I think she should have gone more kitschy with the... use the fabric and do something weird and unexpected with it.
Yes.
This just looks like grandma fabric on a grandma dress.
There you go.
And she should have fixed that sleeve. Like, when she was saying, you know, talking about this dress and how she could have fixed it... Like, that would have looked so much better.
She could have
so
just gotten
this
safety pin.
Honestly, it would have taken, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
she was acting like she didn't have time. Like,
Yeah.
But can we trash Ari's dress now?
Yeah.
Yes. Please. The walking vagina is how I best describe this dress. It is
just too
vulgar.
Much.
You said where blood meets a tampon, so I can say walking vagina.
Day.
This is, I mean, Isaac Mizrahi really hated her belly button showing.
Yeah.
And so did Georgina Chapman. But it was, what I thought was funny is that she had like a belly button piercing, and I thought that it was so with that, like in the worst way possible.
The best part about this whole show was hearing Georgina say "slutty."
Oh my god! Never. Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I think vulgar is just like a very good really word for this, like.
Not only like the shape, but like the pearls and the placement and the the mesh.
How would you describe this to our podcast listeners?
I guess it's kind of like an ivory long gown, but there's just like cutouts in the front and the back, very
straight through.
Right, with just nude mesh, and then she's kind of got these pearls on top of very strategic, but not even covering all the lady bits.
If
know?
She had had like clams or
I mean, it's like, and then the back too, it's just like, it's like just an emulation of a butt crack.
Yeah,
right?
It pretty much frames the butt crack.
It's like a slice out of her butt.
I will say, though, didn't J-Lo wear a dress that showed her belly button like that? That kind of framed it?
Yeah, but she didn't have a big hole above her belly button,
too. And then the fabric was totally different. Like,
it was different.
Yeah, it was more low cut.
I think it might have been okay if she had, like, a pearl belly button ring in. I can't past mixing her belly button on this.
Yeah.
But I think if she had clams for dinner or something, like, that would have been
made
appropriate.
More sense, at least, yeah.
I definitely did not see that as wine. But it looked like it had, you know, it took a long time to make this.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make it good, but lots of detail work in this.
A lot. Just want to see the detail in the right places.
Yeah.
I feel the front should have been just all one solid color and should have been covered. And then the back, she could have done something really interesting with it, or just kind of kept the idea going.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or
like on the shoulder. Like, she should have done like the pearls on the shoulders or along the, you know, the bust line. Something like more tasteful. This is just, I don't even, it's just like
slutty.
Vulgar is the only, I mean, that's what I keep coming back to. I don't even know what, it's obscene.
I could definitely see it on like a Real Housewife.
Yes.
Like my,
Oh my gosh.
And everyone being like,
yeah.
Look at her dress. Yep. Yeah, for sure. All right, well, I gave that 2 stars just because of the sheer amount of detailing that went into the actual look.
I gave it 1 for the work, too. Yeah.
And we all found out that these two went home.
Yeah. They did.
Not having it. No.
I feel kind of bad for Melissa because I feel like she has more than this. You know, like, I feel like she's better than
us. Well, I always want to root for an L.A. girl, but, you know.
They both do. I feel like it was just too soon for both of them to go home.
Maybe. We'll get to who might should have taken their place in a minute. But next we have got Ken and Fabio's look. And this is the pair that won the competition tonight and got a 5-course meal at Danielle's as their prize. I wonder if it was romantic.
Oh, maybe.
I thought that Ken's dress was, I wrote, pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a little different. I didn't love the back when they had them turn around for like the examination or whatever.
Yeah.
The way I imagined the back to look in my brain looked a little better. But, I don't know, it's pretty interesting overall, but Fabio's look, I wrote down, you know, that mall store that used to be around the Limited, that's what that reminds me of. Really, like, ugh. I don't like the high-low thing, I don't like the jumpsuit thing, looks like it's well-made, and the two do look like they go together, but I don't think it says fashionable.
I think that they would have looked so much better together if he would have taken the skirt on that jumper and made it more structural, like the
avant-garde
Ken's. Yeah, and I think that would have made it look so much better. I like that Ken kind of was a little bit on the risk-taking side, but I personally just like do not think they should have won. I'm kind of disappointed, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like that they won at all, but...
Well, their outfits look like kind of like bride and groom or whatever, you know?
Oh,
they
look
like
they
go together, and I think they really used that color to their advantage to win this, and the fact that everything is made well, whereas we saw lots of construction issues with some of the looks tonight. You were looking at me kind of funny, Michelle, when I said that I didn't see Fabio's look to be fashion. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I do think it is, but I think it is a little bridesmaid-y, the way the skirt is, but I do think it's fashionable.
For what age? Zuri's really old to me.
Not
like
really
50.
Old. No, not that old.
Looks
I think like 30s, 40s. Yeah.
I mean, you could, but
like
why
for,
would you?
I mean. I think for like a woman that's just not like in her 20s anymore.
Okay, yeah, for
50.
Sure not
yeah.
in her 20s.
But I agree also with Hannah. Like, I like the way it's so kind of sleek, but the skirt is so easy just to make a gathered skirt. Like, maybe if there was just some type of element in there that was a little more structural, but I think that they both kind of had this really sleek look. I don't love the hip thing. I've seen it before. I think it's interesting to kind of have the underpinnings of the structure in it, but I think it's kind of a technique that Project Runway designers always like, well, what should I do if I want to make it extra special? Put this little thing
like
on my hip.
Like a strong, like Olsen kind of vibe to it.
Right. So, but I think it's really clean and they worked well together. So I think it was one of the more successful pairings.
Yeah, you didn't see them complaining. Right.
And I think it's sophisticated. Like it's not so cheap and cheesy and tacky like most of the other stuff.
The lace on that, I think maybe if the lace was just fully black and light. Lighter? It's too heavy for me.
Yeah, lighter for sure. I almost want to say, okay, he almost didn't put on that skirt, and I kind of wish he didn't, but then I kind of
then what would you have?
Yeah, right. But then I was kind of like, well, I like the train idea. I really like that. It makes a statement. So what if he just lightened it up, maybe made it black, and then there's like, you know, a sheer overlay, and it's lighter.
I think the graying to it kind of aged it to me.
It did
age
it a lot.
But I like that. I think otherwise it wouldn't pair as well, because it kind of picks up...
It does pick up the color
and it makes them more of a
cohesive
team.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like this. I think it's Ken's. The bottom... No, Fabio, the top part, that black... It's just not
that V-neck.
Yeah,
the V-neck.
Yeah, it's really bland.
Yeah, it's a little too bland.
Old Navy.
Very, yeah, like right now they were talking about age group. I'm like, I just don't know who would wear a kind of top like that.
See my
it's
aunt
like
in
that's
this dress.
Like a little bit more.
She's like,
or someone who's maybe really busty.
Oh, maybe.
I would wear a top like that.
Yeah, this would look good on a busty woman for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I think it probably would look better on a busty woman than it on a thin woman.
I think it'll be more form fitting for that. Mm-hmm. But the skirt, I'm not loving it either. I'm not a fan.
The high-low, it's either you do it and I love it, or you do it and I don't like it at all.
But at least these look like they came from the same collection.
Yeah,
they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard for me to pick a winner, because like I said, I gave my high score was 6 for 3 of the teams, but I did pick this to be the winning team just based on that they did look the best together. Not my favorite outfits, but they did look like they walked in together to the party.
Yeah, and they worked great as a team as well.
They did.
Like, they didn't, you know, there wasn't any drama between them, and they both kind of understood each other and what they wanted to do. And I love the fact when you put something together and you're so confident and you're like, I love this. Like, this is such amazing work. And I felt like Fabio felt that way about this. He's like, this is like the best thing that I've done so far.
He was just laughing and cracking up when he was saying all that.
But it's amazing because you feel that confident about your gown, and then to get really great complimented about it. It's like, okay, cool. Like, I'm actually doing something, right? Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting them to like this as much. What you got going on in the chat?
Olga says, Ken's dress looks like he got tired of hearing women complain about not having pockets and went, you want pockets? I'll give you pockets. Here's pockets all around.
Yeah.
Fabio's is cute.
She's got like four pockets in her bum.
Yeah. Fit the whole person there.
I know. You can get on a plane with that.
Yeah.
You don't even need a suitcase. It's a carry-on dress.
Yeah, there you go.
A carry-on dress.
There you go.
Well, next up, we've got Merlene and Candace. I didn't write anything for this at first. I wrote just WTF. But afterwards, coming back to it, when Merlene said that this first look that's like this translucent lily pad kind of thing, looks kind of like a chopped up jellyfish. She said it was asparagus with nuts. And I'm looking at this outfit, and I'm like, I get the nuts, but I don't see anything else.
Where is
the
asparagus?
Yeah, I don't know where. No. It's nuts. I mean, don't look like nuts, but like, I don't
like
know.
Looks like mushrooms.
He said mushrooms.
Yeah, he called him out on that, and one wants you to say the dress looks like a mushroom. That's never a compliment. I actually think I liked Candace's less because I just thought it was like awful. Yeah. I hated like the unfinished shirt that Georgina Chapman was going like gaga over.
The pants were
obviously a huge wreck. Like you can't wear bell bottoms or wide leg pants and have it be like kind of curly.
At the end.
It wasn't just the hem, but like the whole pant confused me. I felt like there was like folds and I couldn't really tell if they were really supposed to be there, and it was just like very unflattering in the sequined fabric.
It was like wadding up. It was like, what did she say? It was like shrinking itself.
Shrinking itself.
Oh my God.
I thought the judges would tear these two apart.
I did too.
And they didn't. Instead, they complimented them.
Whoopi Goldberg was like, calmed, maybe.
Or maybe they just thought, oh my gosh, this is just so terrible. Like, we have to just say something positive about it. Or like, there were the top and the bottoms, like for both of their outfits, look unfinished, and they had like the strings hanging out. Like, it was just hot. They looked unfinished. How come nobody said that they looked unfinished?
Yeah, and starting with like just the fabric itself, why would you choose a fabric like that and then do what you did with it and then add sequins to it? Like, nothing.
It's too much.
There needs to be a balance. Yeah, there's too much just in your face.
I definitely get where Merlene was going. I don't know why she was going that direction for asparagus and nuts, but I get what she was trying to do, like kind of like a wet looking. I mean, I think that should have been styled with like the hair like just dripping wet, maybe even like makeup smeared like on the face, like super avant-garde.
Oh, okay.
You know, but she's a terrible sewer, and everyone on the show knows that. Everyone is like, this girl cannot sew. She just layers stuff on top of each other so you can't see seams.
See, but like, that's where like I feel like someone or a mentor should step in and be like, let's help you. You know, and to be
actually
like,
actually mentor them.
And and then say like, this is how you sew. Like, this is, we can teach you the basics or something. Give them some sort of help, because
Anne's not as forthcoming as Tim is.
Yeah, she's right. Not as hands-on.
She's more like, I don't know. I don't know.
Just have to see.
For me, I gave both of these women zeros.
Oh, seriously?
I think it's the first time all season I've given a zero.
Yeah.
Maybe even last year, too.
I gave Candace a zero, too. To me, it kind of looks like a brown sequin clown of some kind.
Like a bad, sad clown.
Yeah.
Sad clown. Homeless clown.
Homeless clown.
Yeah. Merlene, I gave a one because I really like the idea behind it, like you did. And I just think, like, why? Why would it's so skanky everywhere.
She's just not skillful enough to make something like
her
that.
Her crotch is showing, her butt is showing. It's just, but there's different, like, you're not good at sewing, you've already been through Project Runway once. Like, she could have used leather or something.
Oh, okay? I see what you mean. Cool.
So you use leather, you don't have to sew the edges, you just sew it where, you know, or some kind, you know, there's other techniques, just like, she has really cool ideas, stuff I've never seen before.
Yeah, I love her aesthetic and the direction she always wants to go with her outfits. Like, I love where this could have ended up, and I really feel like she was so close, but then it just kind of was like,
her construction is so much of a roadblock to her.
Well, you can see she's like in the crotch area, she sectioned it off so the model could like walk, and it would kind of work, but when she did that, you could see straight into the crotch, and that's she should have dropped it a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. If she wanted to have, like, room for, like, the legs to kind of move and not pull on these, like, little lily pad things. But
yeah.
It's, she's so lucky. And I think we all agree the only reason that they were safe because Merlene had won a challenge before. Mm-hmm. And like you said, she'd been making things that, you know, we weren't really seeing, like, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Even though it was very unfinished. All the details, you see things kind of peeking apart.
I would just love to see her live up to her potential. Like, I think she is so cool and original, and that's, like, something we're really missing on Project Runway. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really getting bored season after season with these, like, boring dresses that I've seen, you know, on clearance at Target.
You sound very boring. Very bored. I'm so tired.
Definitely different. I think she's the most artistic one, but I think she's the least skilled of craftsmen. Okay, you guys, we gotta hurry this up. We got two looks left. Next up, we have got Char and Stanley. I hated this. Looks like Becky's prom dress from Roseanne.
Becky with the good hair.
Becky with the bad dress. No, it reminded me of Becky from Roseanne, the prom dress she wore the 80s. I don't know if you guys ever seen that. I'm like a huge Roseanne fan. I know it sounds weird.
It doesn't. But, I can see it.
You can see me sitting and watching Roseanne, like, marathons. I did not like that. I just gave it 2 stars just because it looked like it was made well. I didn't like the shape of it. And Stanley's, oh, that ill-fitting bus. It was just boring. I feel like he can't do anything that's, like, exciting.
I feel like he's got to be out soon. I feel like he's just, I'm over it. I like him as a person. As a designer, I'm just over it.
I gave both of these looks 2 stars.
I did, too. I do appreciate what Char did at the very top. It kind of looked a little 3D and a little, like, little deep pocket. And I could appreciate that structure. So, I just wish,
what about Stanley? Like,
it just doesn't, like, pop out.
Was that the rosé?
Oh my god! Was that the rosé? I
can't remember. It's the color of rosé. Yeah.
But the color is the only thing that's, like, working here. Other than that, it's just, like, really that's something, like, you're saying. You can
There's, like, this seam at the waist that I don't know. It's like.
It doesn't fit anywhere. Yeah.
It's just, almost like kind of fits the chest, like overalls.
Oh, yeah.
It was hard for me to get past that.
I thought there was bunching at the hips, too, and I just didn't think it was like.
Pulling when she walked.
It's just not, like, attractive. You know, like, it's just not flattering, the bust line and the wide straps and everything.
Did anyone give this a higher than a 2, either of these looks?
I gave Char a 3 just because I think it, like, it was, like, completed and it looked attractive.
Finished.
And, I mean, like, a lot of stuff just comes down and you can tell it's unfinished, doesn't fit. At least that this was, like, to me, attractive. I didn't, like, love the print or think it was extraordinary, but it was better than some of the others.
I gave it a 3. Yeah. I actually thought it was really well executed. I feel like it's a little bit different, but I've kind of seen it before, maybe. Does it look like Marquesa to you? Like, a little bit?
Maybe.
Like, something in there looks Marquesa to me. But anyways, 3, because I thought she executed it well.
I just hate all things 80s. Except punk rock. I love 80s punk, but everything else I can do without it. Like, Stranger Things and all.
No.
We've got our last look of the night up.
Anthony.
Everyone loved Anthony's dress, and I really, 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 really didn't like it. I wrote no.
Why?
Nail polish. It looks like he flicked nail polish all over it. That paint looked so cheap. I hate when designers use paint, like, in a normal challenge. Like, I think he got stuck on that from last week, and because they were like, oh, this is so great. He did. I feel like that looks like what the last week's dress should have looked like if it wasn't deconstructed and ripped up.
Mm.
It was like the store version of that dress to me.
It does resemble the last dress, though, because he had colors that were splashed in the midsection area in the last dress, too.
And they were saying, which is something we were all saying, the blue. What's with, you know, why didn't anyone using green?
Yeah.
Like, he had green all over everything, and on that plate, every single thing had green on it.
All the food was green.
Yeah. I don't understand why they did the blue. I think they should have done the green, and they could have maybe won this.
I don't mind the blue. I think it's really like pretty. Yeah, I think it's like the blue. It's a nice color.
I like it too, but I don't see how it was inspired by the dish.
A lot of these looks weren't even inspired by the dish.
I can kind of see how Anthony's was, because he kind of was like, I like the presentation. It's, like it's the very plate. Artistic. Yeah, but that's how it is. Like these minimalist dishes. Yeah.
A little sauce on the side, splash.
Well, I would have liked. I really did like Kimberly's jumpsuit, and I usually don't like jumpsuits because everyone's doing it, everyone's wearing it. But I gave that 4 stars, but I'd really have liked to seen it in green. I really, really liked it.
I love this look from head to toe. Like, it's just perfection to me. And I love the color blue as well. Like, it pops, and I mean, anybody can wear
this. I never drank blue wine before.
Well, food coloring. No, I'm kidding. But as soon as I saw that there was pants, this is like a pantsuit, and it went all the way down, like, I was just like, wow, this is amazing to pull off in a day.
Then
also for Anthony's look, like, I don't mind the paint. I feel like it doesn't, it looks effortless. Ugh. And they both have like a low plunging neckline.
I hated
that could have been a little bit better.
It was off.
Yeah.
I know it was because she was so flat chested, but.
It wasn't, I don't think it was even on both sides. The little darts. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, those darts, they looked. Something looked wrong. Mm-hmm. They looked wrong. Where everything else looked pretty crisp, and that took me out of it. I gave Anthony's look 2 stars, but you know, I'm not. It looked like his dress from last week for me.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? What did you give these looks?
I gave 2 for Anthony's because it looks pretty. It looks nice, and I think it is done. Mostly.
Let's see it in a store.
Well, yeah. But I really like Kimberly's, and it is tribal, which the dish was tribal, right?
The wine was.
The wine, the wine was tribal. So she incorporated that, which was really awesome. And this looks expensive. Like, I love it when the fabric is like thick and nice, and it feels good when you wear it. And so I see this.
I will say this color makes it look less expensive.
What?
No.
I disagree.
I agree.
I feel like if it was a white or like a pale yellow or a green, it would look more expensive. For me, that's kind of a Forever 21 color.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I
think it looks very luxurious.
The bolder, the better, especially on the
I wasn't against bold, but
I could see it in white, but I think I cannot see it in like green. That's weird. Like lime green? Yeah.
No. Like crayon emerald. Green. Like
what's a crayon green?
There's like
my crayon box is 180 colors. like Irish green. Like Irish green.
I don't
like
think
straight
so.
Up
no,
green.
I
green.
I like the blue.
I like the blue too.
Well, I don't hate it, but I think the color could have made it look more expensive. Because it's a very expensive cut to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the blue, I think it's just a little kind of like a trendy color. I don't know.
Well, I gave Kimberly a 5 and I gave Anthony a 4.
Yeah, I'm surprised you gave that a 4.
Anthony's, he keeps getting better. I know you guys don't disagree with me.
Oh, I love him, but I don't love his stuff.
I wanted them to win. I think they deserve to win. I was shocked.
I did too. I gave them both a 4. I think like,
oh, Michelle.
I get what you're saying with the paint and stuff, but it's strategic. It's not just like, I am going to paint all over this dress. It's like pulling in the waist, and it's just a really simple but effective way to tie it to the blue of the other outfit. And I thought they were both pretty crisp and modern, and I liked them both. I think I liked the blue one a little more than Anthony's, but
for sure.
But I think they both did a really good job.
Well, that about wraps it up. Our winners were Ken and Fabio. Got that nice dinner.
Mm-hmm. Who takes out who?
A Lifetime took them out.
I wish they would show us a little.
I know.
A little snippet.
Yeah. Like cheering.
Maybe they didn't have a very exciting dinner. Yeah. Maybe it didn't go well. And Melissa and Ari went home, so we won't be seeing them on the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But We got next week.
We got next week.
I'm excited to see what happens next week. I hope they get to work solo.
Yeah, we kind of got a sneak peek of a challenge.
And I didn't think this was going to happen because Alyssa Milano was like, the first week she's like, don't worry, for the rest of the challenges, you'll be working alone.
That's what I thought.
And so I was really surprised by this, but maybe after they saw what they pumped out the first two episodes, they're like, we got to thin this herd. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you for everyone in the chat. We love having you in there. You can catch me on Marvel TV Weekly on Mondays, and you can find me online at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram, and check out my website, ihatemichaelshirley.com, or it's ilovemichaelshirley.com.
Oh my god!
My old website I wrote for 7 years was ihatemichaelshirley.com.
Oh my god.
So it's hard for me to switch in my head. Yes, the new website's ilovemichaelshirley.com. Tell everybody where they can find you on the internet, Hannah.
Yes, you can find me at Hannah B-E-E Tucker.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest, UBERRESTE, and my website is MichelleUberest.com.
Yeah, check it out. Michelle's got all kinds of clothes up there.
Mm-hmm. And you can find me everywhere at MyTheCreo_.
Well, thank you guys again so much, and we will see you same time next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.